USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is laying out his plan to set up more testing sites for coronavirus vaccinations.
If we're getting more people vaccinated, then we need more vaccination sites. That's where we're going to harness the full resources of the federal government to establish thousands of community vaccination centers.
Biden saying FEMA will be in charge of setting up these centers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is tapping retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to conduct a review of security after the deadly violent attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
Following the attack last week on the Capitol complex, there's been unprecedented mobilization of security in the Capitol.
The NRA filing for bankruptcy protection and saying they plan to restructure itself as a Texas nonprofit. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Travelers boarding flights to Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration will be facing extra security on all major airline carriers. United, American, Southwest, and Delta all making the changes. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian telling CNBC his airline will add other security measures at airports across the country.
Well, one thing we're going to do is we're going to not allow anyone to check a firearm into any of the Metro D.C. airports starting this weekend and carrying it through the next week, unless you are law enforcement and you're authorized to be carrying one.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $400 billion for vaccinations and reopening schools. Biden's plan would also extend and expand unemployment benefits and raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A name familiar to many college football fans is now heading to the NFL.
The Jacksonville Jaguars announced the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head coach, replacing Doug Marrone following the Jaguars' 1-15 season. Meyer is making his first foray into the NFL after a successful college career that included three national championships and a 187-32 record during stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh has been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last three seasons and replaces Adam Gase, who was let go after 2 years. The Jets and Saleh have agreed in principle to a 5-year deal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
January is Human Trafficking Month. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is asking the public to learn the warning signs of trafficking.
Look for kids who seem out of place or seem like that they shouldn't be in a certain place at a given time at night or during the day, and it makes you feel uncomfortable. They seem to have an adult who's very controlling and who tends to speak for them.
That was DCFS Director Mark Smith. Smith adds that child trafficking happens all over the United States, and the average age of the victim is 14. If you suspect the child is being trafficked, call 911. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.